We'll go ahead and call the public hearing to order for ordinance number 167, the 2022 city fee schedule of December 14th, 2021 at 1900. We'll now take input from the public. They might be live and arriving a little late. We'll give them a few more minutes.
All right, so really I think at our last couple of meetings, we've talked about not changing anything. The only thing I did some research on was pop for the hall. We're paying about 75 cents per pound. Right now we're charging a dollar and then 80 cents for clubs. Me and Tamara were talking, we were thinking of raising that to like a dollar 20 and a dollar for the club. So at least we're making something to cover Greg's time. Weighing it. So I think that's really the only changes. $1.25, yeah, that's what I think we said, right?
Yeah.
Because it'd be 50 cent jump. Yep, $1.25 and a dollar for clubs. And then also what we talked about at the last budget meeting, the increase is the 2% to the base fee for water. And then about the 9% raise to the sewer fund for base fee and per 1,000 gallons.
Okay. This time I'd ask for a motion then to close the public hearing.
Councilman Tracy, I move to close the public hearing.
Councilman Poplar, second.
It's been moved and second to close the public hearing. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. We are closed at 19:02. Go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order for December 14th, 2021. At 19:02, if all would rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If everybody just remains standing, we'll have a moment of silence for our late council member, Scott Feldman. Okay, we'll move on to the public hearing.
The public comment.
We already had the public hearing. Move on then to agenda review and adoption. Is there anything that we need to add? Should be good to go, right? Look for a motion then to approve the agenda as presented.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Councilman Poplar, second.
So moving second to approve the agenda as written. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes. Look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Consent agenda is passed. Chief, come up to the hot seat.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Evening.
All right, so to start off, we've been talking about this the past few months. Para increase, retirement increase for firefighters. I did forward off to Jeremy the questions that Councilman Tracy had asked for as far as what para puts the money into and what type of return. They're seeing out of it. I probably won't have a lot of answers to what all these numbers and percents mean. I figured as soon as I get it, I'd get it off to you guys.
Council, any questions on what you had seen in that information?
No, it seemed to be relatively safe, kind of what I thought they would be investing in, I guess, for the most part. No. Merritt would probably be the best judge of that, but I mean, I just want to make sure they weren't betting. I hear you. Betting the farm on some startup company. Right? I didn't think they were, but kind of what I expected, I guess.
Thing looks pretty safe on where it's at.
Yeah, I just see a council an idea of when you look through there and you see, let's say if you go to page two of the of what was sent out, it gives you the different areas in that. So you have the Russell 3000, you have Barclays, you got MSCI, you got ICE, and you got the Consumer Price Index. Those, and each of those has a heading on top of it. The Russell 3000, in terms of safe to risk, it would be about midway between that paradigm in that regard. When you get to that international stock, depending on what makes up that index, it could be more risky than not. But at the end of the day, they're using indexes. So basically, they're just mimicking whatever those different areas are going to do in that. And if you're not into reading about financials, read this if you need help going to sleep. Me, on the other hand, I'll kick back with a cigar and a whiskey and read it.
Well, I'm going to start off. Thank you for supplying that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a bit confused by the whole thing. I didn't know what the 5 years meant.
Okay.
And I didn't know when we, so I think we bumped from 1600 to 1800 when we bumped into para.
Correct.
I believe. And then I didn't know what any increase, so obviously it looks good. It looks good to me right now.
So any increase that happens within the first 5 years, anybody that retires within that, they don't get paid out that increase until after the 5 years.
Yeah.
So that goes for everybody. So, you know, if it gets bumped up and somebody retires tomorrow, they don't get the new bumped up fee, or, you know what I'm saying? That doesn't go into effect. We can move that number up and down as much as we want in the first 5 years, and it doesn't physically take hold until that 5 year mark.
So if we would bump this up theoretically to 2000, obviously everybody's going to wait for the 5 year period.
Wouldn't. Correct.
And what happens if 15 guys go out after this?
Our eight guys go.
You know, just theoretically. Just,
right.
You know, I didn't realize that portion. I was thinking this was just, you know, if we bump this up and now it's both retroactive all the way back to their start date. It's like, oh geez, we've got some senior guys. I mean, not as much as we want to
have. Right. So
a lot of years old.
My understanding is the pool of money that the department slash city has in there, from what I've seen, you know, if, you know, eight guys up and retire come that 5 years, we should still be covered with the amount of money in there. The city shouldn't have to put any additional funds into that pot. So the way I understand PARA's work is it's basically one giant pot of money. And if we take on a majority retiring or a large sum, not everyone is just tied down. Not every department is just tied down to, you know, $100,000 here and, you know, $500,000 here. We have our own pool of money, but it's a pool within a big pool, is from my understanding. So we would still be covered. And as far as the number of guys that would have to retire before the city would have to, you know, shell out money, that I don't know.
Yeah.
I do not foresee us taking on more than two retirees at that point. Two to three. I know one firefighter told me he's got 2 years and 2 weeks left before he retires, and I think that puts us at that 5 year mark. As far as the couple others that are up there, I don't foresee him going, but in a couple years, you know, that could all change.
Yeah.
As far as our numbers are concerned, for members, we're at 22, you know, 23 members. So I would sure hope that the rest of our members are aware of that and would realize the jeopardy it would put into if, you know, 10 guys up and retired. Again, I don't foresee it happening, but I understand your questioning on it.
Yeah. And like I said, I'm understanding some of this pretty late in the game here, but like looking at this chart here, if I'm looking at the $2,000 level and we have a surplus of $84,154, is that our surplus? Because what does that mean? Like, you know, if we have an $84,000 surplus at the $2,000 level, and theoretically four senior guys leave, how much does that take right there? I don't know, I have any idea.
Four senior guy, I mean, depending on years, I would have to look back at what some of the other guys were pulling out, but you could go based on years. So I think somebody puts 25 years on at $2,000 a year, you're looking at $50,000. I know we have one member that's upwards of 35 years. And everyone else, to my knowledge, is in between that 20 and 25.
Okay.
So that kind of puts in perspective a little bit what each person would be. And again, they can't touch that money. I mean, they can, but they can't pull it out for personal use until age of 55 and a half or 59 and a half, one of the two, or else they pay big time taxes and penalties on it. So a lot of guys, you know, how exactly it transfers from one account to the other, if it goes into a CD for that retired person, and then it's up to them to take it out, is I think how it works. I guess I'm not 100% sure on that.
So Tim, just to give you a little background on how that process will work. So let's say a firefighter decides to retire before 55. Then that typically in the past, that money has been set aside in a CD and they're going to earn very minimal dollars, obviously, because CDs don't pay that much in that. But at any point in time, they could transfer that out to an IRA.
Okay.
So they could turn that out. Now, if you look at the data that was given to us by Chief, in the big report that the state volunteer firefighter group gave us, you know, the big fancy colored report there, and you go down to page 4 of it, it states as of June 30th, 2021, there's $145 million of commingled money in there. Of that amount of money that's in there, Hamburg, current value based on the information provided by the chief, is $579,589. So basically our ending unit price, according to the information, is a little over $25. So the chief is partly right in the fact that this money's commingled, but when we authorize right now, like we authorize that each firefighter will be attributed for every year of service that they stay with the fire department, $1,800. We're on the hook for that $1,800. Now, if our funds, let's say, were to drop in half to $250,000 or $260,000, we're still on the hook for $1,800 times however many years that they worked. Now, if we can't come up with that amount of money based on what we have left as our portion of the overall fund, the city of Hamburg has to come up with that money. The para doesn't just pay that money out. We have to come up. Otherwise, if that were the case, then there would never be a contribution needed ever again. So, I mean, that's what we're working on. Back when this first conversation took place around going to para, that's two chiefs ago. It's kind of hard to think that we're already two chiefs, considering we were one chief for ever and a day.
Yeah.
The idea would be is that we would put the money in para, and then 5 years after that point in time, we would have discussions about what would happen with it, because We just don't know what the market's going to be. I mean, right now inflation's crazy. I don't know if anybody, when I know gas prices are still hovering around three, but I just was doing some research on my car that I bought 2 years ago. I can sell it for 10 grand more than I bought it. And I don't even know how that happens. I mean, it's not a sports car or anything like that, but I can, according to the market, I can sell it for more because the inflation has gone up that much.
Because you can't find
it. Yeah, that too.
Yeah, that's a big part of it.
So at the end of the day, we're on the hook for whatever we decide to set as a yearly pension amount. And then based on market fluctuation will depend on how many units we have inside of that $145 million. That's a whole bunch of different groups in that. There are benefits to having that size amount of money in that because you can spread the risk around a little bit. But the same token, at the end of the day, we still only have our sliver of that amount of money. And if we decide that we want to give X dollars and when that retirement comes and all of a sudden now we're at 50% of pension, we could be looking, you know, writing a very big check out that next year on that situation. So that's just, you know, something to consider as we move forward on this topic. Any other questions you have, Tim?
No, I think it's all kind of coming clear. So they should have known. And I guess, to be honest with you, I had that 5-year thing in my head thinking, I thought we were like froze for 5 years.
Oh,
and I was kind of confused, like, why are we even talking about this?
Right.
That's where I was at too.
And then, because the last time it came up was, I think it was Chief Anderson.
Anderson.
I don't know how long ago that was. I was like, I thought that was kind of the general consensus is we weren't looking at this until 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
Not to say that we couldn't, but actually, right. I thought that we couldn't.
Oh, okay.
So I was thinking that there was no wiggle room. I was like, why are we talking about this to begin with? Then as it kept going, I'm going to be honest, I'm like, there's more to this thing.
Yeah, and I'm coming in to, you know, a fair amount of this firsthand as well, because, you know, the two chiefs before me, you know, always ran with this, and you know, not a lot of information was divulged because it was just their deal to take care of it. And then our last chief, when he decided to, you know, remove himself, then it was just, here's everything.
Yeah.
So it's been, I mean, for the most part, it's been good. Just trying to get all the information from all different aspects of the department in a few short months hasn't been overly easy, but yeah, we're getting there.
Try a wife later.
Yeah.
Pun intended,
right?
Oh man. Well.
Well, can you guys hold off till 5 years? I mean,
there's no saying that we can't. I guess I'm just looking at things because I know that regardless of if we wait for 5 years or if we don't, we're going to lose a couple guys at that 5-year mark when their year is up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking out for them, you know, more so, and the guys that, you know, can retire if they decide they want to do it at the 5-year mark or they want to do it 10 years from now or 15 years from now. I'm obviously not worried about myself because I have a long time before I'm going to retire, God willing. But I know regardless that we're going to lose a couple guys, and hopefully we have replaced them, or not replaced them, but, you know, taken up for their absence by then. So that's what I'm looking to do is, you know, not wait till the last minute, you know, try and instead of wait for 5 years and, you know, ask for 2500, 2600 or something like that, depending on where the markets are and stuff, is, you know, do a little here and then see what the markets are doing in the next couple of years and go from there. So I'm looking out for the interests of the guys that will be retiring at that point.
So the question I have for you, Chief, is if we're going to use the market as an index and as far as the raise, wouldn't it be equally logical to say that we do a decrease if it goes down?
I'm going by what you're saying, and I do understand what you're saying, but if you're saying we're not going to get a raise because of what the market may or may not do in a year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, 5 years, then if you're saying we got to watch the market, then I mean, I guess I get exactly what you're saying by doing a decrease. I can almost guarantee you that doing a decrease will not go well.
Well, I don't want to do a decrease. Yeah. I'm just saying that the argument that has always been brought before us and somewhat tacitly that you brought through here by saying that, well, there's no city contribution. Well, the reason there's no city contribution is because as of late, if you look at the thing, even though if you look at recently, I mean, I think it's in the last 3 months, the fund's down 1%. So it's trending in the wrong way already for this year, for the end of this year. And that's what a lot of economists are thinking that the beginning of next year is going to look like too, because we've just been on the sugar rush for so long. And that that if that's always been brought to us, well, since there's no city contribution, we should go up to whatever that max dollar is. Well, if the market corrects itself by 10% or 25%, now that $2,400 a year is the city writing out a check for 50 or 60 grand.
Right.
And we've already been writing out enough 50, 60 grand checks for things that are really haven't had any a lot of benefit, unfortunately, right, for us. And that, and but I get it. I mean, you guys do give us a really good service and you do benefit us. So at least we would get a return on our investment, if you want to call it that way.
Versus the other.
Right.
Gotcha.
And when is the 5 years technically up?
2023, right?
That sounds right.
Mm-hmm. I think it was started 19.
Yep, it's 2 years from, now, so that sounds right, 2023.
So like at the end of 2023, when we're having this conversation again, you know, then we would have a bigger or brighter picture of what 2024 is going to look like if we wanted to make any changes at that point in time. And then obviously that's when your more senior members probably would exit January of 2024, not December of 2023.
Because I'm not saying I don't want to do this because those guys are going to retire at all. I'm not trying to take away their years of service, right, and what the services they provide. They put the work in, now they're just waiting to get paid.
Right.
That's not my stance at all. But I'd be lying if I said I'm to stay along those lines. Something has to correct itself here.
Right. Well, I don't disagree. We can't just keep doing what we're doing forever.
Yeah.
The bubble's going to pop.
And I want to see like what. Maybe it's 10%, it goes right back up 3-4%, and just, you know, it ends up being a 5% correction. But without having that crystal ball, I just don't want to. I'm nervous. I'm not going to lie. I'm nervous.
I hear you.
I don't want that to be interpreted as anti-fire because I'm not. I appreciate the heck out of what you guys bring to the community. I've used the services myself. But as the city, the whole of the city, it just. I'd rather wait even until next year. You know, this time next year, I think we're all going to have a lot more clear picture of what the corruption looks like.
I say give it a year also. Just
I'm not anti. 5 years. I'm not saying wait till four guys retire at all.
Okay.
I have no problems running that back. And I'll be honest, I learned more tonight than I learned
in 4 years. That's on me.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing to admit, but I'll admit it. And whatever questions you have, I mean, I'm, you know, as far as Pierre is concerned, I can't answer all of them, and I know that, but there are people that can. So
yeah.
If you need any more information, I try and get you guys whatever you need when you need it to make informed decisions. So if it's council chooses to wait.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's not right. News the fire department wants to hear, but I'd like to talk. I'd like to give it until next year and look at this again and see what this market does. There's a correction coming. I just want to know how big.
Right.
Just see where everything's at.
Yeah.
Just give it a year and see where.
Maybe there won't be.
Because inflation's already through the roof. It's going to come down like a rock.
Something's got to give. But again, I guess that's my stance. It probably sounds like it's kind of a cop hole. Not my intent.
I understand it from both ways. That's what originally when I gave, you know, the information that I did, the dollar increments that we were kind of looking at to give council kind of a broad. It wasn't just this is the one number we want to go with. It's a little bit, you know, to a lot of it type of deal. Because I understand it from both ways, you know, growing up in the city, you know, I don't want any harm, you know, coming from the city or going towards the taxpayers because of, you know, something the fire department is doing. That's not what I'm here for.
No,
I'm here to, you know, keep an eye out for the city and our guys at the same time.
Yeah.
So, and I'm lucky enough to get to be the voice for the fire department. So their wishes come to me to you.
Yep. No, I get it. I completely understand.
Fun job, isn't it?
Oh, it's great. Yeah. It's great. Yeah.
All right, we'll move on then to the HFD officer salaries. I don't know what additional thoughts or any questions that any council has for chief on that topic. If there's no questions on that, I know we're going to be talking about it during the budget. So we can tackle it then or we can tackle it now, whatever council feels like they want to do.
Are the guys set on getting a raise?
No, when I came to you guys a couple months ago, we wanted to talk about the pension raise, officer salaries, the iPads, all that. The one thing I was willing to really kind of fluctuate with was officer salaries. I was really looking forward to seeing the raise, plus the medical liaison, which we took care of. The iPads have been taken care of, and it was just the officer salaries and the para increase. Para increase has been pushed off till next year. The officer salaries, the number I gave was just kind of a guideline of what we were looking for. It's not set in stone.
Okay.
And that was $400 per officer.
Yep.
So that would put the chief at $1,700 and
a thousand
for the other five officers. So
like air pack maintenance and then the truck maintenance, that would stay the same.
Yep. The air pack maintenance that stays at 450, along with that medical liaison that we had talked about, those two stay the same. They don't go anywhere. But this was for, the officers. We had talked about earlier in the year, going to officer on call weekends where there was always one of us six on call every weekend. And after talking to the department about it, they said, we have no problem if you guys want to do it, but if you are making it something that's absolutely mandatory, you know, you put yourselves on the hook. If you know it was your on call weekend and you went to go buy a bottle of soda at Quick Trip or something and the pager went off. So it was a department's recommendation from some of the senior guys that we do basically a voluntary on-call officer week/weekend, and then come to council seeking an officer raise to kind of alleviate or kind of help out with that. So like I said, the officer salaries is the one thing I was willing to flex on, but knowing the pension isn't going anywhere, it doesn't really change that for me. I'm here regardless. So one thing officer salary raises will do is it puts a little more incentive in the non-officers to look for an officer position, knowing that the training and the stress going along with it is noticed and compensated for. So I think it helps, you know, getting a little more interest in an officer position versus someone just looking at it and say, well, you want me to come and do that for $600 a year and deal with the headaches and trainings? And they'll say no. That's kind of my thoughts on it.
Council on addition questions or thoughts?
It's food for thought.
Yeah,
we can talk about that.
Numbers are up and stuff like that. We'll kind of see what fits in and see how
the picture looks like. Yep. Do that. Okay. Move on then to the base radio for the fire station.
So our base radio right out side here by the refrigerator went out on us a few months ago. And we have a lot of other radios, but base radio is really nice to have. Especially last night, we had a call. There was three guys in the station that had no idea we had a call because pagers don't work inside the station, but that radio normally would. So we were kind of waiting to see where we were sitting at the budget come the end of the year to see if we had money to get a new one. New radio cost, base radio, cost $3,000 and some change. I have it here. I sent it to Jeremy, but it might have been a little late. $3,000. $3,019.75. This is through Motorola Solutions. This is the only vendor we have for this. And this quote is through state contract. So it's essentially already gone through bidding process. And it's a vendor we've used and the only one we can use. So I know that I have to come to council approval for anything over $1,000. I know we have the money to do it. And I talked to our vendor representative this evening and talked to him this evening. And he said, after the first of the year or the end of this year, you can expect a 10 to 15% increase. So buying it before the end of the year would.
Are they available?
Yes. So as far as I know, if I place the order now and it doesn't come till June, we're paying this price.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Council, any questions? Otherwise, look for a motion to approve the purchase of the base radio.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to approve the purchase of the base radio for the fire station.
Councilman Poplar, second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the purchase of the base radio for the fire station. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Get ourselves a new radio so that we don't have to worry about three guys standing around looking at each other.
Yeah, I came around the corner and I saw vehicles out and no doors were going on. And I, what's going on? And I come walking in. One guy goes, I grabbed the truck and he goes, we got a call. I said, yep. This radio has been in here since I started. But like even our pagers, it is a giant steel building. So, the pagers that they're forcing us to have now don't carry the VHF capabilities. I mean, they still transmit or receive VHF, but not at the level that they did 10 years ago. And they're actually, the county is forcing us to go into a 800 megahertz system, which our radios are already been doing for years, but they're making our pagers do this. So all of our new pagers have that capability, but I think it's end of 2022, they will no longer have VHF. So 800 system works essentially like a cell phone. Once you get so far away from the tower, it's done. So if I'm in Minnetonka at work and I have my pager on VHF mode, I can pick up calls for Hamburg. But if I have it on 800 mode, it conks out as soon as I pull into the parking lot. So
joys of technology.
Yeah, it's absolutely magical.
So then next time we have a new firefighter.
Yes, Jason Mockentoon. You guys probably know his two brothers and father that have served and do serve on the department. He's coming to us from Green Isle Fire Department with all his certifications up to date. He'll be moving into the area in the process of building a house. So he turned in an application, all the background check stuff passed through the city and the state, and overlooking his application, everything is good on our end. So I'd like to accept him to the fire department and get things going.
Council, I look for a motion to approve.
Make a motion to approve Jason Mockentoon, fire department for Hamburg.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Jason Mockentoon for the Hamburg Fire Department. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? You have a new firefighter.
Cool.
You got anything else for us, Chief?
Has anybody heard anything on the gear dryer / washer?
We're supposed to come end of November, and it's almost end of December.
Yeah. I didn't know if anything had been heard or not. We were doing training in there last night, and I looked over. I'm like, huh, things were supposed to be.
I'll follow up again tomorrow.
Okay.
With Larry.
Yeah,
with
I mean, at this electric. Point, it's
I'd like.
It is what it is, but
it's frustrating that we had to wait this long, and then they don't even get it done within that time frame.
Right.
So I think what I'll do is I'll maybe put a little push behind it and say, guys can't do it by the end of the year. We'll be looking elsewhere.
Yeah, we got to get it in.
I mean,
yeah.
It's been what, a 1 month?
Well, it's been a year since we've got it, but yeah
but
it's been
4 months since we approved the
all of that
estimates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think, Jeremy, you told me that, they can't do it till like November. Do you want to, rebid it? And I said, it took us this long to get the bids in.
I'd probably be hired.
Yeah. Counsel, anything for Chief?
Nothing here.
Nope, I don't have it, but thank you very much for supplying.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. You guys have a good
night. Chief.
Thanks, Chief.
We'll move on to the city fee schedule for 2022.
Mayor and Council, with that, do we want to just jump into the budget first and then come back to the fee schedule in case there's any changes?
Do that.
That'll work.
Yep. So I apologize for the projector not wanting to communicate here. It might be a little harder to follow along, but so there's just kind of two things I want to go over with the budget and then also go with what our estimated tax rate calculation would be. So right now what we proposed, roughly around that about 5.3% increase. With that, I also did what our city tax rate would be. With that increase, really our tax increase only increased about 0.4%, which is kind of nice. But that doesn't necessarily mean your city portion is only going to be that, because there's other factors that play into that, depending on if your house valuation went up or down. So it is a semi-complex formula. If you want the description, it's on the county website, or I can send it to you. But I mean, reality is we'd be up in the levy about 5%, but yet we'd be keeping our tax rate almost relatively the same. That would be due to, the added townhomes going on the tax roll. So if we jump into the budget.
So, Council, one thing while Jeremy's pulling out to contemplate if when you're having conversations with people, and that is, even though we increased the levy by a certain percentage, which may be high for some people, because we added houses, even though we didn't add that many, that's how quickly we can soften any increase. So we have the ability. I mean, now we have the ability to go ahead and add, 40 to 50 houses to our unit. Now, granted, we'll have incurred other costs to get that set up. But if we could add, even 10 new houses, then that at least will help next year's tax rolls if we decide to do anything from an increase standpoint on the levy aspect.
Interesting.
Well, when we have only so many units to begin with.
That's more,
four or five units.
Yeah. And then really we probably have the equivalent of six units, because you probably have the other two townhomes from detailed
stuff. Details,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because remember, that first year is kind of that taxes are boom, and then that next full year after you moved in, that's when you get hit with it. Get the full value. But so yeah, I mean, that's the good thing where we're at right now. Even if, we propose, that around that 5%, right. We're still, it doesn't mean, because there was a school referendum.
Right.
Remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a school referendum that was added, and the county, there's other places where your taxes could go up overall.
That's proposed about 14%.
Yeah. And think of, we proposed 15 at that time. So
yep.
So with the budget, kind of our main things where we left off last time. Is I want to go through is probably the biggest one. We'll just get the elephant in the room right away. you know, legal fees. Now, right now we're sitting at
so as you can see, we had about $45,500
this year. We have $30,000 for next year. We have a settlement hearing, I believe, January 6th. Hoping to try to either come to a settlement, and then at the pre-trial, we're hoping to get the settlement on parcel 5 in our favor, showing the documentation that we have. I don't know if anybody reviewed the recent documentation where they've showed where it states on the deed that we have. I had sent some out. I don't want to get into too much discussion since we're in litigation yet, but we'll save that for a private meeting when we get to closer to trial date. But what we do know and what we can share is we have a settlement hearing in January, and then also the pre-trial in January, and then the actual jury trial in April. But we have $30,000 in there, and as you can see, you know, kind of the last 3 years, $24,000, $37,000, and now $45,000. You know, we can leave it at 30 because we have a little bit of a cushion reserves and using maybe some of the reserves. You know, we had talked about moving half the reserves for sewer and half for into future property capital purchases or improvements. But really that's my biggest unknown in the budget, to be honest right now, where we're going to go and what it's going to cost us. I think we're at, just in legal fees, it's around 70 grand, I think, for this litigation matter.
So, counsel, on this year, you know, we know we've been at this for a few years. You know, just looking at our past history on legal fees, you know, we're looking at a low of 24 and probably a high of, let's just round it to 46. 30, it's almost kind of in the middle. Things go well for us in January. We don't see April, and that keeps costs down. But if we see April, that's the hourly rate gets a lot bigger. A lot. So I don't know. Do we want to hedge, or do we want to play middle of the road like we have been?
Do we move it up a little bit? Can we move it up like 5 grand, 10 grand? See where we're at with the number.
Yeah, and just remember about 5,100 is about 1%
increase. Okay. So move it up to 35,000. See where.
Okay. Do that. There, and then just to, as you can see, the biggest thing will be kind of an unknown too, is, well, I'll just be frank, we no applications yet for maintenance. I mean, we still have some time, but depending on where we start someone at with the job and when they start really kind of dictates a big portion of, you know, the wages and payroll and health insurance. You know, like I said, one of the things I'd like to do is use about 10,000 of that surplus to cover that, so that we're, you know, covered, all depending on when they start and how long we have basically two full-time maintenance people. There again, fire department salaries. I guess I don't know where council's at on that. I believe we did approve the medical liaison. So we're okay there. I have that in the budget this year.
Any reason to move that number up from 650?
So, you know, if they were proposing, I think, 400 an officer.
Yep.
Right. And I think it was six of them. So it would be a $2,400 bump if we were to do the officer increases. Actually, and then you add taxes. So it's another 7% to that. So it's.
I mean, if we didn't have to put 35 into litigation, I think that would be palatable. But since we don't know if we're going to be having a jury trial in April, we don't know how long the maintenance worker is going to be, you know, parallel. Obviously, the longer we can get it, the better.
This year we have a lot on answers.
Yeah, I mean, it comes down to needs and wants.
Right.
I don't think we're going to lose any officers if we keep it the same.
I hate to say it, but yeah, let's just keep, I mean, like I said, I'm pro fire, but there's so many unanswered questions this year that just stay where we're at, I guess.
Yeah, unfortunately, I mean, I hate that it's all, I feel like they're being punished for others, but I mean, we only have so much money and we might have a lot less at the end of this year. Aside from raises.
Yeah, I mean, really, like I said, it's needs and wants, and that's, you know, what we try to do is, that's why we set the preliminary levy high.
Right.
And then we whittle it down to our wants. That makes sense.
And then the streets, you know, basically we'll be using LGA monies. We have the money set aside for what the current estimates I got from engineers. We should have enough money, sufficient funds put away for our next project. So we're covered there. Plus there's 18.5 in there for seal coating, crack sealing. The other thing is, what do we want to budget for part-time mowing? Because again, we'll be going out looking for a new person for that. What I have in there, that 4,500, what that is at $15 an hour versus $12 an hour. And as you can see, the numbers were, you know, a bit lower, but that's because we weren't getting the hours, you know, we had budgeted for. So this would be, you know, basically 15 bucks an hour, 15 hours a week for 20 weeks. That's what I have in there. Council's comfortable with that?
Yeah, I think unfortunately we have to go
with. Yeah, we have to go 15.
I think McDonald's is now up to 18 or 20. So
yeah, and that's why I went 15, because it seems like everything's between 15 and 20 right now.
And how old do you have to be for that job? I mean, can you get a high school kid that's 16, or is that, you have to have somebody 18 or older?
You got to be 18 because it's motorized.
I'm just asking because I don't.
I think it's 18. I'll double check.
Yeah, I might as well double check and see.
Yeah.
That might broaden out our pool of candidates if we can get somebody
right there that
is capable of handling it. That.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. That's why I asked, because 15 bucks an hour would be right in the wheelhouse of a.
Right.
16-year-old kid that lives.
I'll check with insurance.
Yep. That's insurance. Another thing too, is insurance. Yep.
I'll just check with them. We'll go from there. Okay. So then if we're good with that number, keep that the same. Other things here, get my comments so you can see. So we have about 3,500 in for, you know, the park lighting and rock repair. I have no idea what the rock repair is going to cost. I mean, had anybody look at it, but there's, you know, some money's in there for what we could do. I don't even know what they would do. They would put a rod in it or what?
I don't know.
But
standing well, at least somehow.
We'll look at it. And then also, just we got enough monies in for the hall, for the driveway, the steps and the fence. Now, one of the other things, kind of wish list items, are things that are going to need to be done here in the next year or two, is the hall floors, which I think we're looking at about 10 grand. That would be lightly resurfacing them and finishing them. And then redoing the coat room in the hall, which there I figure we can probably do. I mean, we probably do that for 1500 to 2000. I mean, I think that's something. I don't know. As long as we get a handy maintenance person, I think they can do that. that's a job we can do ourselves.
Yeah, we might be able to do that in-house with materials.
Yeah. And even I can help with that. I've done plenty of those floors at home.
Because we ain't digging the floor up.
No, we're going over. Trust me, we're not digging it up. No.
That $1,500 project would become a lot bigger if we decided to dig it up.
All right. So that'd be the only other real areas. You know, I'd be looking if we were to add. One other thing I'd added from the last meeting, the budget meeting we had in the Truth and Taxation, is I've added to, I think, general government, a grappling hook, you know, a grapple bucket, like to grab branches and stuff that Greg says we should have, especially for brush, pushing up the brush pile.
Yeah, when we were out there looking at the riprap, Greg was talking about how sometimes when he has to push that pile around, it can get pretty dicey for him.
Mm-hmm. So it did once.
You did once?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was 2 years ago. A branch come through the right through the window of the bucket.
So if he had something better equipped to move that stuff around?
So yeah, that's only real changes since last Tuesday. Public has any questions from what we discussed, you know. Just gonna take this out. That'll tell us where we're at. But, you know, we got to add another 5,000. So if we add another 5,000 to cover for the increased legal fees. And once again, why we're doing that, just I'm accounting for these monies for accounting wise, but yet they may get spent next year. They could go into 23, 22, 23, 24, you know, and that's the ARPA monies, American Rescue. So, you know, with that, you know, then we're sitting at about 6.243, but then we haven't accounted for what surplus monies I'd say we have. So roughly we're looking at about $98,000 there. We talked about using half of that for the riprap improvements. So there's still, you know, about $40,000 there. Either we can put towards reducing the budget, moving, you know, in for future purchases. But, you know, also along with that, you know, you can see where we're at, you know, for equipment replacement fund, end of this year, we're about $114,000. You know, maintenance fund, which basically we said is street repairs and street maintenance is what we've used that fund for. You know, which that's pretty much good majority of that is accounted for next year with the street improvements, you know, plus the LGA we get in 2022. You know, we have monies in there.
That 26 grand we have up there for community center additions, what are we able to
use? Yeah, and that we can, it's kind of not really fully earmarked for that. It's just what we were talking about addition out here. That was before we started that, before the fire department then moved up there and kind of solved our problem of being able to have two offices. That was the reason for that. But so, you know, kind of the idea there is I'd say that's money that's available unless we were looking to, you know, do some improvements or add something to the community center.
Well, Tim still wants his office.
Window, right? Yeah. Window office on top of it. Yes,
that isn't going to cover my office.
One of these years, I'm going to get that keepsake.
You know, and that it can be used for that too. You know, if we decide not to do an addition, we could, you know, upgrade the kitchen because it is starting to show its years.
Well, maybe, you know, since it's kind of more of a wish, you know, I mean, I think the coat room is probably a wish. Did the floor, can we get it away with another
year? I think one more year, yeah.
So maybe we put $5,000 in City Hall renovations of that excess money. And next year we can put another $5,000 towards it. And that should cover the refinishing of the main surface there. At least we kind of split it up over a couple versus slamming it into one.
I can go with that.
Wait a minute, Tim.
So you're saying add $5,000 to this year's budget towards that?
No, so of this $98,000.
Oh, yeah.
Of this.
Take five of that grand and put it into the renovations for the community hall.
Yeah.
And not have it in the budget.
Yeah.
Necessarily in the next year, 2023,
we can do it. Yeah, I like that.
And I would, I mean, if we've got money to move out of reserve, I mean, I'm okay with throwing some porters.
You know, like I said,
extra $5,000.
A nice cush. I, you know, like I've said, about 10 of that I'd like to use for the additional maintenance worker just to cover.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. Are we going to hire someone at 21 or are we going to have to hire someone at 30? You know, that's another big unknown.
I'm thinking you're going to be hiring somebody around the 30 mark just to get somebody in the door.
That's just it. So where are you at there with what the starting wages and benefits are, you know? So.
No, I think it's a good hedge.
Yep.
10 up there. What does that leave us now that we've talked about all these different things with the 98?
Yeah, so if we just take some of what we're saying.
This is the fun part about having the spreadsheet there because he's got to do it all. We just
move
that number there, move 60 over there, 70 there.
Making that happen, Jeremy.
So what do we want to say we want to move to? You just make it a nice 45 or 50? What do you want to move to for the repairs for the riprap improvements?
Just move
50.
50.
Yeah,
make it 50.
Easy numbers.
You know, so if we do that, so we're still at about, you know, 28,000
we have left there.
You know.
So we could, Council, if we wanted to, we could put the CARF. Do you have the CARF money in there or is CARF money out?
The what money?
CARF money. You have it in there right now? AARP, not
really. Yeah.
ARPA.
It is in here. But it.
It's like CARES Act money. So I always call it CARF.
Yeah.
So if you have that money in, then we go back to the totals. Are we still going up 6% or are we going up?
So if we. Yeah. Yep. Because I'm an accountant for that, kind of try to just wipe it out. So it's 6%. So that this money here shows a surplus, you know, but really if you, that's what we're going to receive in ARPA monies.
Yeah. All right. So then we go over the total.
We've accounted for it in the tax increase.
Okay.
So if we, let's just say we take it out, right? Let's just say we take it out. We're not even dealing with that because we don't know how we're going to distribute it. We're still at 6%. So if you wanted to take some of that money to put it and get it down to
10, all of it brings it down 4% basically, or 10.2
almost 2%, not quite.
Let me take that 5,000 I had requested, the 35, instead of just make it 30 and then just use it if we need it that way too.
Right.
So you take 1% off right there.
Right.
So you can do that, take go to 30 and
then you're back down to about 5.2.
Yeah.
A bit of that, yeah.
And then that, like I said, that 5.2 will roughly keep us around roughly the same tax rate, city tax rate as last
right
as this year, I should say.
And that 28 theoretically could
exactly.
That's gone.
And that possibility right that yeah, that could get sucked up with anything.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. So council, we're good. Move attorney back to 30.
Yep.
Yeah. Just add and then leave that 28 where it's at.
And that's kind of our
legal, our nest egg.
Yeah, our legal fund nest egg.
Yeah. Unfortunately, but
not our nest egg.
No.
Yeah, it's not our nest egg.
Whoa.
Let's not get prophetic there.
So yeah, so then if we do that. So 5.28.
Or 6.3 or 4.83?
4.63. So it'd be 546, 463. And then, like I said, that would, well, 0.4% is what our city tax rate would go up.
Okay, so now that we've kind of got that set, is there any questions anybody, any council has in regards to what was already discussed about the sewer in stormwater and water rates when we had the public hearing?
No.
Do we want to set those rates first and then come, then have a motion for the budget?
We can, you know, unless there's any discussion we want for water sewer, we kind of hashed it out at the last meeting
where we were at. No, it is what it is, Jeremy. Where I got to be at.
Pretty
so
straightforward. I mean, I just don't have anything. But, yeah. So, great.
Yeah.
So we just need a motion to adopt ordinance 167, right?
Yep, and within agreeance that the only change then from here would be $1.25 for pop per pound and then $1 for clubs.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to approve ordinance number 167 with the only change being raising pop per pound to $1.25 and $1 for clubs.
Councilman Poplar, second.
So moving seconded to approve ordinance number 167. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes.
Need move on next year.
This one. So basically,
tax levy.
So next, I would look for a motion to approve resolution number 2021-09, approving the 2022 budget and the 2022 final tax levy for the city of Hamburg at $546,463.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to approve, what was it?
546.
Oh, yeah, the 2021-09, right?
Yep.
That's
yep.
Okay. for a budget of $546,463 for 2022.
Councilman Poplar, second.
So moved and seconded to approve resolution number 2021-09, the approving of the 2022 budget and the 2022 final levy at 546,463. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplars, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Budget is passed. Okay. Move on then to old city business. The old city Christmas lights.
Yeah, so I finally got something, I think, officially here now put together. Unfortunately, people wouldn't get them before this Christmas. What we've decided to do is break it out into two lots. So it'd be lot one would consist of three wreaths with candles and one with a bell decoration and one wreath, an icicle combination. Lot two would consist of two wreath candle combination, one tree, one bell, and one wreath icicle combination. So what we would just do is just kind of take sealed bids. People can submit their bids, you know, by labeling it bid for holiday decoration lot one and or forbid holiday decoration lot two. We would accept bids to our January meeting. I mean, you know, people probably wanted for this year, but I think to make it fair and to run it for a little bit.
I think that's the way to.
I think that's fair. Roll.
Yeah.
Do you want a motion or anything like that? We're good to go, right?
Yeah, we're good to go. Okay. Unless there's any changes.
No, I think we're good. Now we'll move on then. The general maintenance worker position.
Yeah, so just wanted to give you an update. Everything's been posted in the local papers. It's been posted on the Rural Water website. It's been posted on the league. I've tried it wherever we could. I'm trying to get it out there. So far, we've had two inquiries, but no applications. But we have till January 3rd.
Well, I'll get the word out there. You know, if anybody knows anybody that's looking for something like that or is handy along those ways, let Jeremy know or let staff know or have encourage them to inquire on it. It'd be really good to start the year off with that person hired and they can work with Greg for a longer period of time and really get the lay of the land.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll move on then to riprap repairs for the stabilization ponds. Looks like we got some quotes are due in 2022.
Yep, so coming January, we should have the quotes. They did it till the 28th. So the 28th, we'll have the quotes in, and then we'll approve them on the January 11th meeting.
Council, any questions for staff?
No.
Okay, move on then to new city business. Unfortunately, we have to deal with this next resolution, the vacancy of a city council position. As I know council knows, staff knows, but if anybody that's going to be listening to this recording or is in the audience that hasn't heard already, unfortunately, Councilman Feltman succumbed to some things and is no longer physically with us. So what we'd be looking to do is approve this resolution 2021-10. So that we can go ahead and first declare a vacancy and then eventually we would be able to fill it. The upside to this in regards to filling it is that since it's over halfway through the term, we can make an appointment and get it approved by council and go that route versus having to go through a special election. If it had been 2 years or more, we would have had to done a special election. But since it's 1 year, or it'd be less than 1 year by the time the person actually gets appointed, we can do it by appointment only. So any questions on that resolution?
Nope.
Otherwise, I look for a motion to approve.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to approve resolution number 2021-10 for the council member vacancy.
Councilman Poplar, second it.
So moved and seconded to approve resolution number 2021-10, declaring a vacancy on the city council. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes. Next item on the new business is the approval of the 2022 agreement for professional services with SEH. Council, any questions for staff or staff, any more clarification that we need on that?
So with that, they have an exceed total of $10,000. This is just on their hourly basis. This would be for any projects. This one includes street project or whatever, just be our general services that we have. So, and if it would go above $10,000, it would come back to the table with another proposal.
Council, any questions? Otherwise, look for a motion to approve the 2022 agreement for professional services with SEH.
Make a motion to approve the 2022 agreement for the professional services of City Engineering SEH for 2022.
Councilman Tracy, second.
So moved and seconded to approve the 2022 agreement for professional services with City Engineer SCH. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Looks like we have a update to the city zoning map that we need to set a public hearing for in January.
Yep, and mainly that'll be for a few parcels that I've reviewed that we should get corrected. And then also for the four recent parcels that we've had meetings for and talked about with our comp plan changes that we made. So what we'll be doing is we'll hold the public hearing and then look to adopt, you know, the new zoning map. With that, we're just gonna do a mass mailing to send out to everybody because of the changes. Because anybody that's affected, you have to send out within 350 feet. So we're just going to do the whole town. I mean, then it's covered. Everybody knows about it. It'll be simpler, easier than.
Council, any questions? Otherwise, I would look for a motion to set a public hearing on January 11th, 2022 at 1900 to update the city zoning map.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to set a public hearing for January 11th, 2022 at 7 p.m. to update the city zoning map.
Councilman Poplar, second it.
So move and second to set a public hearing for January 11th, 2022 at 7 p.m. to update the city zoning map. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? All right, we're going to start the year off with a public hearing. And we'll move on to city council reports. Councilman Poplar.
None here.
Councilwoman Weber is absent. Councilman Tracy.
I have nothing.
Excuse me there. The only thing I would have is we will be doing one more newsletter this year. And part of that newsletter, we're going to wait until I get the information from the Hamburg Lions in regards to their light up Hamburg contest, which is supposed to be the 16th, I think, is the day that they're doing. 18th, they're doing the judging. Okay, 18th, they're doing the judging. So you still have a few days if you haven't already decorated your house or your neighbor's house. Preferably, decorate your own house. I mean, that would be the preferable way to do it. We still got some time on that. And then the only other thing I would say is just everybody have a good Christmas. Stay safe. Be good on New Year's Eve.
Always.
Stay out of those 4x4 cells as best we can. But thanks you guys for being here this year and moving us forward. And thanks to staff for all the efforts they have. I know it was a challenge this year, especially late in the year with things that we just can't control. Yep. We can do the best we can. Mr. Chuck, did you have anything you wanted to?
Okay.
Keep working with staff and let them know if there's anything else you need from them or myself as well.
That's what I can do, best I get it done.
Understood.
So,
thank you.
And with that, I look for a motion to adjourn.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to adjourn.
Councilman Poplar, second it.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn the Hamburg City Council meeting. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Landa, all opposed. Hamburg City Council meeting for December 14, 2021 is now adjourned at 2:15.